ABC Radio Australia.
Staying in Papua New Guinea, it will head to the polls in just under 2 weeks. Candidates are in the thick of election campaigning, but the lead up to the vote is being overshadowed by bloodshed and extreme violence. At least 30 people have now died in election-related incidents. Police are cracking down on political rallies and gatherings as a result, but there's concern political candidates themselves may be encouraging the brash behaviour, as Bethany Harriman reports.
Gunshots in PNG's third largest city of Mount Hagen in the Highlands region. It's been a tumultuous time in PNG since campaigning began in May, and it's still a long while before the people go to the polls in July to vote for their leaders. Tensions are building, with two assassination attempts targeting senior electoral officials in the Highlands and in the East Sipik province. Six people were killed and an entire settlement was burned to the ground after a fight broke out during a candidate's volleyball match. In June, the Mount Hagen International Airport was forcefully shut down by political supporters. Two people were shot dead in Kainantu in the Eastern Highlands, while many more were injured in gun battles around the highlands of PNG. And 18 people died when an overloaded truck carrying supporters of a political candidate fell off a cliff in the Western Highlands.
You know, the rules haven't changed, the laws haven't changed. The elections does not negate our existing laws. Our traffic laws are there. It is, you know, it's very much a responsibility of the drivers of those vehicles to ensure that they maintain safe carriage of their passengers.
PNG Police Commissioner David Manning says they're cracking down on gun violence linked to the elections. One candidate is under investigation in the Eastern Highlands after a machine gun was found in his vehicle.
The particular candidate. And the occupants will be charged with being in possession of a unlicensed firearm. Of course, the charges will be under the new Firearms Amendment Act of 2022.
Mr. Manning, in a statement, said PNG police are committed to ensuring a free, fair and safe election after illegal police and military uniforms were found on a chartered flight to Hela province. There are still daily reports in local media of supporters clashing and illegal firearms confiscated. And beyond physical violence, candidates are also facing scrutiny over their unsavory language. Housing Minister Justin Chichanko made derogatory comments about women at a recent rally.
Always remember, box number 15, stuck one, triple or something. All right? Oh, you marry, you take it easy. I can see you're all shaking between the legs.
Mobile footage of the incident went viral on social media, with many calling the language inappropriate. One Twitter user said,
"And this is the type of political candidacy our people vote for. Language is so inappropriate. We so need a more literate population who want to listen to more policies rather than jokes and making them feel good for just today."
The slogans being used is also a concern for psychologists in the country, who say political candidates are not in touch with reality.
The crafting of the way shows how far the politician has gone up. That's what I'm thinking. They've gone too much, too up in the air. So they don't really see the issues on the ground that are now, you know, being contested, like gender issues, all these issues that, you know, they are familiar with. It's no longer in the view as relevant. For them, it's about the whole idea of them getting into power.
Professor Leo Marai teaches psychology at the University of Papua New Guinea.
It's very disrespectful to our women folks. And I think people have gone too far away from reality, because we are supposed to promote gender equity and all these sort of things that we have been signature to the UN, and we have to treat everyone with respect in society.
Justin Chichanko has told ABC News in a short statement if he has offended anyone, then he apologizes, but said it wasn't done intentionally.